Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
You are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local. We have moved the Spartan Mobile Studios to beautiful downtown Big Rapids. We are on the campus of Ferris State University, and we are here to celebrate homecoming. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It is the Grillin' Guys, and we are in Big Rapids, Michigan at Ferris State University. It's so good to be a Bulldog.
Yeah, Bob and I are both alumni. If you're just tuning in, we're going to be throwing down 1,000, count them, 1,000 ribeye steaks on that Good One smoker and grill. We've got the tech up here for backup. It's going to be live. It's going to be fun, and we're going to eat like kings.
I hope we get a chance, because 1,000 ribeyes is kind of intimidating me, to be real honest.
Well, we got a little help from the catering crew here.
We got an army of people to help us.
We
it's going to be good.
Speaking about a little help, I think we got our favorite cowboy, Rob Russell, on the line. Rob, you out there?
Hey, Crappie Gappy, what do you know?
Hey, what I know is it's 42 degrees, the wind's blowing about 30 miles an hour, and we are doing a tailgate. That's what I know. What you know?
Wow. I know. I'm just sitting out on my back deck, kind of taking in the morning, and I'm really excited because the deer, it's getting cold here, and the deer are starting to move. I spotted an 8-point back down there in that nook, and he's looking big.
Is that that one that, I think that might be the one that Bob missed last year.
Yeah, he probably grew a couple more points. So, yeah, the deer are starting to move. Talk a little bit about deer season and, you know, what we do with the deer around here. In Kansas, our deer eat like our cattle. They eat a lot of corn, so they don't have a swanky taste to them. So, but I was going to tell you guys how to do a great you guys are tailgating, right?
Yep.
How to do a great tailgating recipe for those deer. Take that back strap and don't cut it up, but just roll it with some brown sugar and some mustard. Just make it kind of like a glaze. Roll it in there and get it all crusty, and then sear it on all sides. And that gives you that nice crust that we do in the barbecue. And then slice it, throw it on the grill, flash, and man, I'm telling you what, it is good.
So you're putting that on the smoker first, Rob, right? Whole, or are you putting it on the grill first?
I'm not even using a smoker on this recipe. I'm putting it on the grill. I'm making a nice bark and crust like you would on a smoker, but I'm doing it by searing that brown sugar and that mustard on the entire back strap. And then after I get that nice sear on it and that crust built up, then I slice it and I flash it on the grill on both sides, about 30 seconds on each side.
You know, I've done something like that, but I also use a little soy with it when I do that.
Yeah, just got to be a little careful with the soy because it's got a lot of salt in it.
Yeah.
I sent you guys in a nice recipe for a marinade. Actually, it was in a roast form. But that recipe is good on marinating backstraps, too. Actually, I think I got that recipe from Coach Camille.
We did some backstraps a couple weekends ago at Allen Bob Sports when we were there doing the Big Buck contest. And I'll tell you what, a little salt and pepper and olive oil, and that's all those things needed because they were just heaven.
They were. They're so tender and they're so lean, and these were fresh. Our deer season started on October 1st, and we had just a wacky run on warm weather. It's cooled off now. I can get into it.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we are up at Ferris State University for the Bulldog Homecoming Celebration. We are Tailgate Central, and we're rolling around the state with the Spartan Mobile Grill. Right now on the live line, we have our favorite cowboy from Kansas, Rob Russell, who I'm going to be seeing in just a few weeks, and we're going to have us a little fun chasing those whitetails around.
Yeah, we got some big ones out running around already. I've been seeing them. You're going to be excited. I'm kind of disappointed Crappie Droppie can't come.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can make some time. I'm not sure I can make it this year, Rob, but I'm doing what I can to make that happen because, you know, boy.
As the date gets closer,
right.
He's getting deer envy.
Yeah.
Well,
somebody's
sure,
got to hold the
I'm
home
sure
fort
Bob,
down.
I'm sure Bob will save you one.
Yeah, right. Well, that's generally not a problem when you're hunting with Bob. I have to give him cred where cred's due. He got a really nice 10-point back here in Michigan after he missed that big 8 down there. So he redeemed himself.
I think it was like probably a 10. The one I missed in Kansas was bigger than the one I got here.
All right. But anyway, well, Rob, hey, sounds like you're having a good day today. You're out on your back deck having a cup of coffee. We appreciate you making time for us and giving us that simple but really good venison recipe. Again, I think that crust on the outside of that entire loin and then just flashing those steaks, that's a pretty cool technique. I've not heard of that one before. I'm going to have to give that a run. When Bob gets his next deer, I'll make sure I get the back strap out of it, and we do that.
That sounds good. You guys have fun. Sounds like you're going to be really busy today.
Yeah, we're going to
be a good
steaks.
Day. Yeah, it's good. You've done enough of these. I've done a few of them with you. You know what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got the equipment to do it, so...
We do. We got the chuck wagon out here, and we've got the tech out here. And speaking of tech, Max Folder from Tech Infrared is going to be coming up to your place with me. So it'll be the Bob and Max show instead of the Jop and Bob show.
Yeah, I'm going to trade him a deer hunt for an alligator hunt. So that
sounds good.
Cool.
He'll take good care of you. He's got some pretty crazy wild boar hunts, too, where they just pin them down and they slice their throats. That's some crazy stuff. Yeah, okay. Well, thanks, Rob. Appreciate you checking in with us, and go get some work done today.
All right. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
That's Rob Russell from Ace of Hearts Barbecue, owner of Three Little Pigs and The Good One Smoker Grills, proud sponsors of this show, and really just kind of good partners for us. We have a lot of fun with those guys, and they give us a lot of good information.
Yeah, you know what? We don't just talk about it. We're actually using the equipment here today. If you just tuned in, we are up at Ferris. We're going to be doing a tailgate here, cooking up 1,000 steaks. We are excited to have the opportunity to be part of this Ferris State Homecoming. Bob and I are both alumni. Had a lot of fond memories. We were reminiscing on the way up here about all the crazy stuff that we did when we were in college. And
if you don't know where Ferris is, it's about 15 miles south of Reed City.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because everybody knows where Reed City
That's
is.
That's darn right.
Yeah, it was Nurmico land when he was growing up. But, no, seriously, we're about 45 minutes north of Grand Rapids. We're out here in the parking lot. The weather's breaking. The sun's starting to peek out. It's a balmy 46 degrees. The wind's only blowing about 20 miles an hour.
And Katie's teeth have stopped clattering.
That's right, because I went over and got her a cup of hot chocolate. So,
you spoil
her. Yeah, I know. She's so good to us. We got to do it.
Hey, what else is coming up, Jop? We've got some good tailgate stuff to bring out to everybody here.
We do. You know, we're going to be doing some parties. We're going to talk about those in the next few weeks. We've got something you're going to do called an inside-out grilled cheese sandwich.
Ah, it's the bomb.
Yeah,
it's
I don't know much about
food.
That. I've never had any
it's
of
easy.
That. We're going to talk about working with a cast iron skillet or a griddle on your grill. These are just two kind of pieces of equipment that you use in addition to the grill. Create some great searing, some great flavoring on the food.
Yeah, it's kind of like having a mug.
Right. And then something we're going to do, we're going to break down a little cheddar, butter, and bread in that cast iron skillet. So I'm looking forward to that. We are live at Ferris's Homecoming in Big Rapids, Michigan. You need to get up here. There's a lot of stuff going on. The theme is tune into homecoming. Everybody's running around here with all kinds of all-era cartoons. There's going to be a football game at 2 o'clock. You've got the Bulldogs against the Wildcats of Northern Michigan. There's a hockey game tonight at 7 o'clock. You got to come up. You got to be here. Come see the Grilling Guys. We're live at Ferris. We'll be back.
That's the same road, and the same road. Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.